Okay, so we're holding on Kufir Aleph Amud Beis. No, we have two Rashis, right? Yeah, we're holding Rashi and Kufir Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom. Shochel Yachui L'Rabba. So Rabba Bar Nachmeni B'Pumbadiso Hoya. This Rabba was in, it was in Babel in Pumbadiso. Hoya L'Achim Beretz Yisrael. He had brothers in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted him to come. Leave the picture, by the way. That, you know, he was the God of the door. I mean, he was Rosh Hashiva. They should leave his position and become like, you know. But they said, you know, Yaakov did it. He was worried about what's going to happen. You should be worried about it too. Ilfa must have built the worm. Ilfa added another letter. They said, you know, once they're at it, so they sent them a second letter. He wanted to marry a certain woman. But once he heard this statement about Yaakov, he just held off. Okay, v'alpi shechochem ato, ima yor the chochem there, yofel l'cholalus kan, l'umayd mi pirav. So even though right now over there you in Chutz Lorz are the chochem, you're the Rosh Hashiva, you could come here and get a Rebbe. She'en d'om ha'lim mi'atzmoy, to a person who's l'umayd from a Rav. And who's that? That's Rabbi Yochanan. You turn around, Rav, can't you yuchel, l'am d'chol, who's here to teach you? Rabbi Yochanan here to teach you. It's a funny shaka v'tarya. I mean, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan would be roy to be his Rebbe. He didn't know Rabbi Yochanan was alive. I'm not sure on that point. Rabbi Yochanan lived an extremely long time. He was a Rebbe for four generations of Talmidim. The Talmud Yerushalmi lasted about five generations. Four of the generations were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation. The next three were his, you know. So he lived. Then once he was out, he gave him some health advice. And he says you should spend your day a third by yeshiva, a third by amida, a third by halicha. Then he says that yeshiva sheni basmicha, it doesn't have support. Come up with mita, like they had in their lounge chair, the mita that we use, a bekatzed rose, or like a chair with a back. Yesh smicha, b'safsolon rikisos, ain't smicha, but on the benches and on the chairs that they had, they didn't have backs, so there's no support. Okay. Then we said that by a predo, emavina leo, lo yisusu lechamor. So what's the issue? So misafkele, the Rabbi Yehuda, it has a halachic suffix. Yecheshen lezer ha'av iloi is the main primary definition of the status of the child based on the mother. Oh, do we have to be worried about zera av as well? Hilchach. I feel like he bas chamor nekeva. If the mother of this mule was a donkey, in reveal el chamor, so this mule can't mate with a donkey because Shema Cheshon Zera Ha'av, but maybe we have to take into consideration the Zera Ha'av, which is a sus, so it'll be a chamor with a sus. Rabbanan Pligele, the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan Ein Cheshon Zera Ha'av, the Chama argue, and they say that we're not Cheshon Zera Ha'av, and therefore, being Bas Sus Yehi, Rabbanan Lea Sus, if the mule, the mother was a horse, so this mule can mate with a horse. I mean, Vaskamurahi, if the mother was a donkey, Ravinala Khamor, it can mate with a Khamor. That's the Gemara and Chulim. And they said the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda and this halacha, not like the Chacham.
Go according to the mother as far as what you're allowed to.
According to the Chacham, it goes according to the mother. According to Behuda, you have to be take both into consideration. So basically, the only thing that you can be mated with is another mule which has the same
mother-father type thing.
Mother-father type thing, right. But they were saying they passed the Kribi Huda. Not like the Chachamim. Okay, we're holding on the Gemara in the first medium-sized line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ame Harotzes Enan Chayim. The Tchias Amesim doesn't go for an Amor. They don't have Tchias Amesim. Shemar Mesim Bal Yichyu. There's going to be Mesim which are not going to come alive again. So what's that? Mesim are the people which weren't alive in this world won't be alive in that world. So what does that mean? So the Brisa says a little bit more, add another layer to it. Tanya Nami Hachi, Mesim Bal Yichyu. They're not going to come alive. Yachol Kol Mi, nobody's going to come alive. Tamalam Refoim Bal Yikumu. The end of the passage says, Refoim, those which are weak, that do not get up. What does it mean? So, they don't take hold. They don't hold tightly to the words of Torah. They're lenient on themselves in regards to pressuring themselves to learn a custom of Dabra. That's saying they don't come back. Some of the Rebbechim, said to Rolof, they were contemporaries. Your master, Chodesh Baruch Hu, was not happy with what you just said. That you are basically condemning a good part of Klal Yisrael to that status. He's not very happy with that. That's referring to a person who's not holding out to the Torah and allowing himself to be drawn to Avodah Zorah. So that's a whole different ballgame, yes. But that the person who wrap up from the Divya Torah does revive. Samuel Shabalosa said, Mikra Akrani Darsha, but okay, that's possible that that's shot in that pasuk, but there's another pasuk which would seems to indicate what I'm saying. Dixiv Kital Uris Talacha, Beretz Refoyim Tapil. So call Hamishtamish Ba'ur Torah. Okay. So if they have the Tal Uris, they have the Tal because Baruch Hu's Or, then they will get up, but the those who don't remain tapil, they're going to remain fallen. Mor says, "Kima the Chazit to come and start." So Rebbe Lozer saw that Rebbe Yechon just was very uncomfortable with this. Amalei Rebbe Matzasi Lentekana. So Rebbe Lozer said to Rebbe Yechon, "Rebbe, I do have an etzer for them. Minatar. It says that Tematikim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kuchem Ayom Chiyevshel Ledvukei Bishkina." What does it mean you're dvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem and therefore you're chayim, which means that would indicate the chiyus of Olam Haba, chiyus of Mesim.
It says hayom.
So what?
Doesn't it sound like here now?
Okay. Well, let's see. Vaksiv, but it's a pasul l'dvukim b'shchina. Vaksiv ki Hashem Elokeichem eish eichlo. How is a person dvuk b'shchina? So a person may make sure that he connects to the Tzmini Chachamim by being miskatan with them, making sure he'll buy their merchandise, so they give him away to be misparnas, or he just gives them support. So that'll give him the connection to the Shechina, and therefore you will have a source of Chayim which will start now. So the pasuk and the person who's Chayim now will continue to be Chayim in the Asid. Similar type of thought. The pasuk says Ladav Kabay, but he actually the other Ladav Peshchina. We call Masi Bita the Tamal Chacham. Was a permat to the Tamil Chacham. I'm sorry, between the Chachamim, the Mahan, between the Chachamim and the Chosim, all because of Kila Medavik Bishkino. So that's how a person can have a Dveikus in a Kodesh Baruch Hu by being connected to the Tzimini Chacham. Okay. Or here by Yosef, a seed in Siddiqim Shem Avatasin Be'erlin Birshalayim. They're going to sprout up through the ground in the Yerushalayim. Shem Avititzu Me'ir Kesev Ho'aretz. The Pasuk says in Tillim that they're going to sprout out like the Esev Ho'aretz, but it says Me'ir, Me'ir El Yerushalayim. Shem Avaganosi El Ho'ir Azois. When you say just Stam Ir, just says the Ir Stam, which is referring to Ha'ir Azois, this city. When they come up, they're going to come up clothed. It comes up with many layers of the husk around it.
They mean actual clothes?
You know, those are hard questions.
Sort of understand their bodies coming back, but
when they're going to be revived, they're going to be revived clothed. This Tosis over here doesn't mean the Tachrichim; it means their clothing. So, how does it work? I mean, if you understand Tchias Amesim, you understand that also. Russians not going to bring them up.
To embarrass them without clothes on.
Right.
Right.
Eretzil is going to produce a gluska, is like a cake type of a mezonos, which is ready to eat. So they're going to be able, instead of coming out as a chita, which is going to have to be processed to make the fine bread, it's going to produce bread directly. Right. So it's going to produce silk clothing. Shemar, he pieces bar ba'aretz. So it's darshaning that bar is the lashon of nashkubar. That's the fine grain. Ba'aretz. So the pieces bar, it's going to be there in the land itself. And pieces of the lashon of kesedus pasim. He pieces bar ba'aretz b'rosh harim. Amru asida chida shetismer kedekel v'oyla b'rosh harim. So they dash it referring to the bor, meaning the grain, not the skluska, but the grains are going to grow as tall as a dekel. So it'll reach the top of the horn. V'shem atom yesh sar l'kreitzer. That's going to be quite a challenge to reap that type of a large grass grain. Tamalamer yirash kalabonon periyoy. So what happens? Because for maybe ruach beis ganozav u'menashter aleo u'mash esolto u'adam yetsi l'sodo maybe mole pieces yodei mimena pernosos or pernosansi beisa. So Russian will send the wind, which will cause it to cause them to come down to the soda, and he can just grab handfuls, and from those handfuls he'll be able to support his family. Im chelav kliyos chito, amru asid chito shetehei kishtei kliyos shal shor hagadol. The size of the grain will be the size of a kidney of a shor. About tisma, don't find that to be something which is difficult to understand. Shrei shul, kinon belefis. Um, there was a shul which made its den inside of a turnip. So there was, we know of a vegetable which grew to this tremendous size. Okay. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosef Maisa Shichin Bechot Sheniach Le'Obi B'Shloisha Badei Chardol. So he's left with these three stalks of Chardol. But Nifshach Echad Mehen, the one was turned off. And Nifshach Tisha Kabin Chardol. The eights of Sichuboy Sukkas Yotzrit. It took that one branch produced nine kav of chardol, and the wood of it was enough to cover over the top of a small sukkah. Okay. Zogt Rashi. Fourth line from the top, last white line on the top. Refuim by Yikumo, Merapatsim Adivri Torah. A person who's holding on to Torah loosely is not holding tightly onto the Torah. He's not going to revive. Ver Tefoim Tapil, Veritz the Refuim Tapil. Those which are Refuim will fall to the land. If they will connect the minichachamim, that will be the source of their tachia. Also, pragmatia, misasik b'mamet minichachamim kelegia liyadam skar. So they'll undertake to invest the money of the minichachamim, and v'hem priyim lasik b'tera. The minichachamim will be able to learn, and they'll take care of the properties to allow them to produce what they need. So how do we see that in the pasuk? Dorish pieces bar. So loshen pieces hayad. So one pshat, we're going to take two pshats from the pasuk. Pieces hayad means the palm of the hand. She rechava, which is wide. Mechita rechava l'mishkachas le'elapasa for you. So you don't find a wide chita like that. It means it's going to come out already baked. Klimila Torah Loshen pieces Loshen Ksenas Pasim. Shetisomer Loshen Termer Dekel. It's going to be produced like the height of a palm tree. So don't find the extraordinary kina belefis. Nika by Ad Shaosa Ledoser Besechei. He carved out a place for its den to give birth. Even after he had carved out, the weight of the remainder was 60 litrim. Nifshach nivdol echad mehen min aklach. One of them was pulled off of the stalk, and it produced nine kav. Okay, so the Gemara, followed by the two dots. You have two dots over there, your Gemara?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure why. Okay. So Amar Shimon Bar Tachlifa, the Gemara changes it to Bar Chalafta, that's a much more familiar name. There's irony in the fact that the word Tachlif means to exchange, so the name was exchanged to the name of it being exchanged. Kalak Chakruv. So Shimon and Chalafta said that our father left us over a stalk of the kruv plant. Kruv is like a cabbage. Well, you know, Erlem Meyardin Barbasulam. This it was so big that we had to use a ladder to climb it. So I don't know why the two dots there. It's, you know, it's the same type of thought as we were talking about over here. So the pasuk in the Devarim said in Chelab Kliyos Kita. Then it says the next part of the pasuk. Amru. So Chazal saying this, Loi Kerlem Hazer Elam Habo. Kerlem Hazer, Yesh Boy Tsar Livsar Velidra. To produce wine, you have to do the whole process of harvesting and then pressing it. Kerlem Habo, maybe Anova Achas Bekoran, Abisvino. Okay, so you bring one big grape in a wagon or in a sina. Menicha b'zavas basically, he leaves it in the corner. Masabek hamenu kefetus gadol. So it functions like a it stays, it doesn't rot. It stays like a big barrel. You put in a spigot, you pull out some wine. And then you take the wood from the stalk, which you can use. It's large enough to cook, you know, to use it as firewood. And every grape is large enough that it can produce 30 garve yayin. Garve is like a casket of wine. So a chomer is another name for a half a kur, if I call correctly. No, I'm sorry. It's for a kur. So a kur is 30 saw, and these barrels of wine were the size of a saw. So shasham garbayayin is 30 saw. So one grape is producing almost the size of a mikvah.
300
saw? Mikvah is 40 saw.
Okay.
What? What? The grapes. Minimum shir mikvah, yeah. Which we said was not so big. Well, it's supposed to be a little larger, but right bare, yeah.
When we did that whole Rashi, that whole calculation.
Right. Psachim. Because of Dimi Omar, Madhu Siv Ashila Gafani wrote, Pasuk by Yaakovinu, talking about the Geffen, so he says that in the Brach of Yehuda that you're going to tie to each Geffen and a Ira, an Ayer, a donkey to pull it out. So what does it mean? It means you're going to need this animal to schlep the wagon. One vine is going to produce so much that you're going to need an ayer to be boitzer. Well, so we call b'nei asonot. And look, call ilan surak shvaretz esoshen emoitzim masi shtei asonos. Even the alone srak, which right now are barren, will produce it in the time of Mashiach. It's going to produce enough that you're going to have two b'nei asono, loshen rabim, two asonos to pull the burden. Shemitah ain b'yayin, and maybe I'm not sure why it's not going to be. I mean, the fruits are not going to be juicy. Terminal of kibes b'yayin lebushoy. It doesn't have the ability to satiate. Well, actually, over here, it means to intoxicate. Terminal is susoy. It was the lesson of that it's actually means it's addictive. Okay. Shetar in Botam, Tamil Khakli, Ainai Miyayan, Koche Shatar my armor Li Li. He says the Khay says more and more. I want some more. Shema Tarma Lenorim Yofa Luskenamina Yofa. Leven Shinai Mechalov, Altiger Leven Shinayim, El Leven Shonim. Okay, so that's a drosh. The verse says Pasha the Krob Bemaiksiv. But what is the Pshutus of Mikra? Kiosr of Dimi Omer Knesset Zolif Nekanesh Bordechu. Rebbeinu Shalom. A Ramoiz Beinecho, give an indication that you're interested in us. The Vosim Mechama, we will find that more sweet and more intoxicating than wine. Vachli Shenecha, and show me your teeth. Smile at me. The Vosim Mechalba, which will be more supportive than milk. So the Mamma Siela, the Rebbechon, the Rebbechon, Hamab and Shinaim, the Chavera, Yosemi Mashkeo Cholo. When I smile at somebody, I show my teeth, I give the white of my teeth, it's more beneficial for a person to somebody than giving him milk to drink. So I once heard Shmuel of Rabbi Avida Miller's at Salmas Gemara. He spent, I don't know, like 10 minutes explaining all the benefits of milk. You know, that it's okay now. When you smile at somebody, you're giving more than that. You have to understand what it means. The white of the teeth. Let's see Rashi. Well, you know, early Mesulam, about halfway down the page. Look at all of the other. We go up a ladder to get to the top leaves. It's a very large cabbage. Does anybody know of Tishta Chomer? You're going to drink it from the grape itself. You won't have to go through the process of pressing it. Chaimer is a kur. It's the size of a kur, which is 30 saw. Garvi is a saw. The Loni Srak will produce pears. You might think that those pears they produce. Embayayim means emelach lithluach bepri. It won't be liquidy. Have the liquid to it. Fine. Susoya says you think it won't be alcoholic. Loshen asasa shayayim mesis is a shikur. It's loshen asasa. It becomes it addictive. Like a loshen of a mesis. Convinces him. Remozi v'necha. Targum lachin schoik umochik. It should be a joyful interaction. Choikli beinayim. Wink at me with your eyes. Shalchah b'tevli miyayim. Kishereni ponim suvois v'schoikos. But Bershom shows a countenance of a bright, happy countenance. When you're laughing, your teeth are visible. Eight lines up from the bottom. Chibar Ada Mikri Dardiki the Rishlokish Hava. He was the one who taught the children. He was the of Rishlokish. Ifgur Tosayami Miloyosa. There's 3 days that he wasn't able to come. He was Ifgur, he was Botel. Kiyosa, when he came, Amulayama Ifgarta. Why didn't you come? Omalei, So he said, Dolis Achas Nikli Abba. So I had one vine, which was so lost in Dolis, because they would raise it up onto like a support. Vitati Mena Yom Rishon, Gimamea Ashkarlis. I had to harvest it. So the first day, it took off of it 300 clusters of grape. Eshkol Lagara. Each cluster produced a saw of wine. Yom Sheni Batarti Gimel Meis Ashkarlus. Shte Ashkarlus Lagara. But what I took off the second day was you needed two clusters to produce a gor. Yom Shishi Batarti Gimel Meis Ashkarlus. Ashkarlus Ashkarlus Lagara. And after that, I just had to come back to learn, teach. I was mafker the remainder, which is more than half. I didn't even get through half of the vine. That was a punishment. The reason why it started reducing what it was producing is because you shouldn't have been mevatel the children from learning. Okay. Rabbi Chesel came to Bnei Brak and he saw the following story. Chazon Olahani Easy, he saw these goats, the Ka'achlin Tusi, Te'eni, they were eating berries and figs. We cannot have. They were so full that the milk was dripping out of them. Meanwhile, the figs were dripping the sweet nectar from the figs. That's shad. So ask halab with dvash. It's flowing with milk and honey. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yaakov ben Destoy Milud. So Rabbi Yaakov ben Destoy from the city of Lud said, "The Oinoi Shoshimilin." Rabbi Yaakov ben Destoy. There was a fact that Milud La Oinoi, from the Lud to where he lived, was Shoshimilin. He said that from Lud to where he lives is 3 mil. Hamachas kidamti meneshev. And one time I got up early, it was still dark out. Valati ad karsuloi bidvashal te'enim. And I was walking in the dark up to my ankles in the flowing of the honey of the te'enim. I'm assuming that means the reason why Talmud is Shloshim that that was true along the whole way of the path. Amalei Rish Lakish, the dechazili zavas chalav dvash al tzipari. I saw a flow of honey, of milk and honey flowing. Ashishter milin. It was an area which was 16 mil by 16 mil, just flowing with liquid. It was the equivalent of the area from Bay Mixi, the city of Bay Mixi, to the area, the city called Akra the Tubanki, and which is Chafes Parsi Urcha. It was 22 Parsi, which is there's 4 mils. It's 88 mil. That was its arich, its length. Pusya, and its width was shita parsi. It was 6, which is again, so that's going to be 24. So it was 88 by 24 mil square. Tirashi. It was 22 parasa. There's 4 mil in a parasa, so it's 88 mil by 24 mil. If Rashi lost bittel, he was bottled for those 3 days. So I had a dolis, a grashi, kerem mudel agabi conscious. It was a vine which was raised up on the supports. Trila bala, like a trellis. However, today, if you've not been bottled, it would have made more. Each day was producing less wine. Was that onish habitul? That was a punishment for the fact that you did not come to teach. And I was traveling 3 mil with this liquid flowing. It wasn't one place in Eretz Yisrael. I saw the total flow of all of that in Eretz Yisrael, and equaled the. If you put it all together, it would be this distance, which is 22 parsa. Okay. Another more. Rabbi Chalbay, Rabbi Vira, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Second line. Rabbi Chalbay, Rabbi Vira, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Iklu lahal asro. They came to a certain place. Aisi kamayu, afarkasa, afarsika. They brought a peach. The Havik Ilfis Kfarhinoi. It was like it was the size of the pots that they use in Kfarhinoi. Vilbus Kfarhinoi Kamahavi, and how large was that pot? Hey Soyin. So it was 5 saw. Achlushlish, they ate a third of it. Hifkirishlish, a third, they just left the veil for people. And also the Thleba Hampton Shlish. Okay. So that's how large it was. Lashana, a year later, Iklar Bilosa Lahasim, Bilosa came to the same place. Rise to the Kamau, they brought him one. Noctuviata, he held it in his hands. He said, Omar, Eretz Pri Lemalecha, Miros Yeshiva, because of the avarice of those who lived there, a land which was Eretz Pri became a land which is like salty, a barren place. Okay. Yeshua Levi Ikla Lagavla. He came to the place called Gavla. Chazonu Lahani Ketufi Navikaimi Ki Igli. There were clusters, of grapes that were the size of an eagle. They look like an eagle. Omer Agolim Ben Akfanim. You know, there's these the calves are running between the vines. Omer Leketufininu. No, that's the clutches of the grapes themselves. Omer Shmuel Levi said, Eretz, Hachnisi Parasayich. Take that back. Don't produce such good things. Lamiat Mitzia Parasayich. Who are you producing for? Larviyam Halalu. Shamdo Lena Bechatu Senu. For these, the RVM that they came to punish us for our sins, but they should get such produce. Okay. So apparently it was effective. Because Lashana Ikla Rechia Lahasim. So that it stopped. But the year later, Rechia came. The Chazon Lahabi Kaimi Ki Izi. They rabbi, please get out of here. We don't want the same thing to happen. So what Shmuel Levi accomplished apparently didn't remain for the coming year, but for that year it stopped. Okay. That's just a Rashi. We'll hold it here. Not to be Yalezik Rashi. Matzon Katanus Nechosis Biyala Achas. He found them so small they could hold them in one hand. Katofi is Ashkerlis. It's clusters. Kedikaminin Loisiv. So it says Loisiktev. Lashana. Lusayv Shana. I'm sure what Rashi is saying means that at the end of the year, a year later, that the Rav Chiya came and they were afraid he was going to give them the same klala, so they drove him away. Okay, let's hold it here.